Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It's Monday, April 29th, and it's the SG Daily number 48. Gonna try and, you know, stick to some themes. What I've been doing the last few weeks is a theme for the week. So the theme for this week is more along the lines of kind of motivation, vision, building a following, whether it be for your business or your brand, because that's really been top of mind, especially for Solopreneur Grind. Not as much for my firm, but if it's super top of mind, then I like to talk about it because it means I'm thinking about it a lot, and it usually means I have a lot to say about it. So wrote my daily email today on kind of part of that motivation side, which is, I was talking about back in high school, and this stuff becomes very clear to me when I relate it to sports, right? So I was talking about high school football, how, you know, there are a lot of kids who were pretty motivated by sports, but even some of the people on the team who maybe weren't the most motivated people would come out to football practice day after day, month after month. I forget, it was probably like 2-3 months the season. And we had practice, I believe, every single day of the week. Not every single day of the week, Monday to Friday. And so how do you get kids to come out for that stuff? Well, obviously, you got to be interested in football. But there was a greater vision at play, right? There was the end goal, the clear end goal of winning the city championship. And in business, there isn't a city championship per se, because you're not playing against other businesses like you are in sports. You are competing with other businesses, some of them directly, some of them indirectly. But you're not playing against, for, you know, in the sake of football, one different business a week head to head. So thinking about that, the low hanging fruit is, how can you kind of replicate that and use it to help your business grow? And the low hanging fruit with that is, well, you have to create that sort of scoreboard or that vision for the company, right? So you can't replicate playing a game every week, but you can replicate a scoreboard for your business. And that's just as simple as using key metrics or KPIs. So what probably a lot of businesses don't do, and I do this for my law firm, but I don't really do this for Solopreneur Grind, which I realized over the weekend when I was thinking about, well, what should I talk about? And then I was getting into the nitty-gritty of it, is, if you're not measuring anything, it's going to be tough to do a few things with your business. Number one, it's going to be tough to stay as motivated, right? Because if you're not pushing yourself against a previous number, then you probably just won't get that same drive. Number two, you're not going to be able to determine what shape your business is in, right? If you're not determining how many sales you've closed, what your monthly revenue is, expenses, you know, other key metrics that might be important for your business. I don't know what those are because they're different from your business to my business. Could be number of, you know, engaged followers on social media, something like that. Webinar attendees, all things like that can be measured, should be measured. And so with my law firm, I think that's part of the reason why, you know, it has done well is in the last year or so, I've done a better job of measuring stuff. So number of new clients per month, revenue per month, I keep a close eye on expenses. And then it's easy to look for trends, spot trends. And then the thing you can do after you have the numbers is go back and evaluate, obviously, right? So why are the numbers the way they are? Well, sales went up this month because, and then you could even go look back in your calendar. Oh, it looks like I just made more sales calls this month than last month. I should probably keep doing that if it's working. Or I was, you know, worked a lot more efficiently this month and didn't travel as much, or, you know, worked on the weekends or whatever it is, right? There's going to be 100 reasons. But without the numbers, there's no way to figure it out. So the first thing I would say that I need to do for Solopreneur Grind, because again, I've done it with my firm and I think it's so important, especially on this motivational Monday, as I take a quick J-Mug sip, is determine what the KPIs are, the key metrics, key performance indicators, fancy words, and then start measuring them. And I think it's slightly different. When I'm thinking of my situation, I'll quickly end with the application here. My firm is like, it's a business, right? It's a service business. Pretty easy to determine what I want to measure. Revenue, expenses, maybe individual clients, because I have in my industry, I have ongoing clients, right? Maybe you're, I don't know, Shopify store, and it's kind of like one-time purchases. So the absolute value of customers might not be as important as per se, you know, a company with ongoing clients. I don't know. But with Solopreneur Grind right now, I don't have any product. So if you go on solopreneurgrind.com, you click all the links, you cannot give me money. So how do I stay motivated and grow? And what key performance indicators should I use? What metrics should I measure? And then you have to be careful, because when you're looking at social media, right, I run the podcast, I run this YouTube channel and Instagram, but you don't want to just measure, you just want to do month over month Instagram followers, because I don't know about your experience, from my experience, that can even go up and down based on how many bots follow you in a month and then unfollow you 2 weeks later. So I would focus more on things like engagement, right, post engagement, as opposed to just sheer number of followers or even sheer number of likes, because bots can follow and like your stuff. But a good KPI for social media is engagements, right? So comments, DMs, responses to your stories, stuff like that. So summarizing is, we got to start, myself included, measuring the key metrics of the business, because A, give you a clear picture of the business. B, it'll show you what's working and what's not. C, it'll give you added motivation, right? Humans are inherently competitive people, competitive creatures. So if you make 2,000 next month, well, the one after that, you're probably going to want to beat it, just inherently, right? Just, that's just how we operate. So it's like an undercover tool for motivation. So anyways, wondering if you do that already with your own business, whether you're selling products or not, let me know. Shoot me a comment or an email, josh@solopreneurgrind.com. And hope you're off to a good start to the week. And I will talk to you tomorrow, which is Tuesday.